This is a standard square deployment, and we had simulated how to reach it quickly in the drop room. I called out, "Kunha, Brumby, time to spread them out," using the non-com circuit. "Roger, Sec 1, Roger, Sec 2. Section leaders take charge, and caution each recruit. You'll be passing a lot of cherubs. I don't want them shot at by mistake." I bit down for my private circuit and said, "Sarge, you got contact on the left?"
"Yes, sir. They see me, they see you."
"Good. I don't see a beacon on our anchor corner."
"Missing."
"So you coach Kunha by DR. Same for the lead scout, that's Hughes. And have Hughes set a new beacon." I wondered why the third or fifth hadn't replaced that anchor beacon, my forward left corner where three regiments came together. No use talking. I went on. "DR check, you bear 275, miles 12.
"Sir, reverse is 96, miles 12 scant."
"Close enough. I haven't found my opposite number yet, so I'm cutting out forward at max. Mind the shop."
"Got 'em, Mr. Rico."
I advanced at max speed while clicking over to officer's circuit. "Square Black 1, answer."
"Black 1, Chang's Cherubs, do you read me?"
"Answer." I wanted to talk with the leader of the platoon we were relieving, and not for any perfunctory, "I relieve you, sir." I wanted the ungarnished word. I didn't like what I had seen. Either the top brass had been optimistic in believing that we had mounted overwhelming force against a small, not fully developed bug base, or the blackguards had been awarded the spot where the roof fell in. In the few moments I had been out of the boat, I had spotted half a dozen armored suits on the ground. Empty, I hoped. Dead men, possibly. But way too many any way you looked at it. Besides that, my tactical radar display showed a full platoon, my own, moving into position, but only a scattering moving back toward retrieval or still on station. Nor could I see any system to their movements. I was responsible for 680 square miles of hostile terrain, and I wanted very badly to find out all I could before my own squads were deep into it. Battle Plan had ordered a new tactical doctrine, which I found dismaying. Do not close the bug's tunnels. Blackie had explained this as if it had been his own happy thought, but I doubt if he liked it. The strategy was simple and, I guess, logical. If we could afford the losses, let the bugs come up, meet them and kill them on the surface. Let them keep on coming up. Don't bomb their holes, don't gas their holes, let them out. After a while, a day, 2 days, a week, if we really did have overwhelming force, they would stop coming up. Planning staff estimated, don't ask me how, that the bugs would expend 70% to 90% of their warriors before they stopped trying to drive us off the surface.